Same for the semen. If Danny had been producing it over at Lydia's, how could it arrive at Rhoda's? No problem. It was part of a broad conspiracy to nail him for the crime. The lab reports were fabricated. The police work was faulty. Ernie hammered him until we were all exhausted. At 12:30, Lucian stood and suggested a break for lunch. "I'm not done," Ernie yelled across the courtroom. He wanted to finish the annihilation before Lucian could get his hands on his client and try to rehabilitate him, a task that seemed impossible. Paget was on the ropes, battered and gasping for air, and Ernie was not going to a neutral corner. "Continue," Judge Lupus said, and Ernie suddenly shouted at Paget, "What did you do with the knife?" The question startled everyone, especially the witness, who jerked backward and quickly said, then went silent. "You what? Come on, Mr. Paget. Tell us what you did with the knife, the murder weapon." Danny shook his head fiercely and looked too scared to speak. "What knife?" he managed to say. He could not have looked guiltier if the knife had dropped out of his pocket onto the floor. "The knife you used on Rhoda Castlelaw." "It wasn't me." Like a slow and cruel executioner, Ernie took a long pause and huddled with Hank Hooten again. He then picked up the autopsy report and asked Danny if he remembered the testimony of the first pathologist. Was his report also part of this conspiracy? Danny wasn't sure how to answer. All of the evidence was being used against him, so yes, he figured it must be bogus as well. And the piece of his skin found under her fingernail? That was part of the conspiracy? And his own semen? And on, Ernie hammered away. Occasionally, Lucian would glance over his shoulder at Danny's father with a look that said, "I told you so." Danny's presence on the stand allowed Ernie to once more trot out all the evidence, and the impact was devastating. His weak protests that everything was tainted by a conspiracy sounded ridiculous, even laughable. Watching him get thoroughly decimated before the jury was quite gratifying. The good guys were winning. The jury seemed primed to pull out rifles and form a firing squad. Ernie tossed his legal pad on his table and appeared ready for lunch, finally. He jammed both hands into his front pockets, glared at the witness, and said, "Under oath, you're telling this jury you didn't rape and murder Rhoda Castlelaw?" "I didn't do it." "You didn't follow her home from the state line that Saturday night?" "No." "You didn't sneak in her patio door?" "No." "And hide in her closet until she put her children to bed?" "No." "And you didn't attack her when she came in to put on her nightclothes?" "No." Lucian stood and said angrily, "Objection, Your Honor, Mr. Gaddis is testifying here." "Overruled," Lupus snapped at the defense table. The judge wanted a fair trial. To counteract all the lying done by the defense, the prosecution was being allowed considerable freedom in describing the murder scene. "You didn't blindfold her with a scarf?" Paget was continually shaking his head as the narrative approached its climax. "And cut off her panties with your knife?" "No." "And you didn't rape her in her own bed with her two little children asleep not far away?"
"I did not."
"And you didn't wake them with your noise?"
"No."
Ernie walked as close to the witness chair as the judge would allow, and he looked sadly at his jury. Then he turned to Danny and said, "Michael and Teresa ran to check on their mother, didn't they, Mr. Paget?"
"I don't know."
"And they found you on top of her, didn't they?"
"I wasn't there."
"Rhoda heard their voices, didn't she? Did they yell at you, beg you to get off?"
"I wasn't there."
"And Rhoda did what any mother would do. She yelled for them to run, didn't she, Mr. Paget?"
"I wasn't there."
"You weren't there," Ernie bellowed, and the wall seemed to shake. "Your shirt was there. Your footprints were there. You left your semen there. You think this jury is stupid, Mr. Paget?" The witness kept shaking his head. Ernie walked slowly to his chair and pulled it from under the table. As he was about to sit, he said, "You're a rapist, you're a murderer, and you're a liar, aren't you, Mr. Paget?" Lucian was up and yelling, "Objection, Your Honor! This is enough!"
Sustained. Any further questions, Mr. Gaddis?
No, Your Honor. The state is finished with this witness.
Any redirect, Mr. Wilbanks?
No, Your Honor.
The witness may step down.
Danny slowly got to his feet. Long gone was the smirk, the swagger. His face was red with anger and wet with sweat. As he was about to step out of the witness box and return to the defense table, he suddenly turned to the jury and said something that stunned the courtroom. His face wrinkled into pure hatred, and he jabbed his right index finger into the air.
"You convict me," he said, "and I'll get every damn one of you." "Bailiff,"
Judge Lupa said as he grabbed for his gavel,
"that's enough, Mr. Paget." "Every damn one of you,"
Danny repeated louder. Ernie jumped to his feet but could think of nothing to say. And why should he? The defendant was strangling himself. Lucian was on his feet, equally uncertain about what to do. Two deputies raced forward and shoved Paget toward the defense table. As he walked away, he glared at the jurors as if he might just throw a grenade right then. When things settled, I realized my heart was pounding with excitement. Even Baggy was too stunned to speak.
"Let's break for lunch,"
His Honor said, and we fled the courtroom. I was no longer hungry. I felt like racing to my apartment and taking a shower.